It should have said that Truma and Bikurim is knowing all 7 years of Shemitah, and it doesn't have an opinion. The first and second year, the third year there's no Maisa Sheni, and the fourth and fifth, and not the sixth year. And there is a bin pidyon on Maisa Sheni. But since the Braisa didn't say this, it's a raya, it's Tani Vishayu in the Braisa also. So these are also things the Braisa left out. So Shmamina, there are a few things the Braisa left out, therefore you can't bring any raya from the fact the Braisa left out certain things. Toshima, Nishtairu boy tzitzen amak v'nesamila. So again, we're back to original Shiloh. Can a loinein eat mice or not? So Nishtairu boy tzitzen, a person that had a bris mila, but certain tzitzen were left over, certain strings of the meat was left over there. Hamak v'nesamila, hareza en oichel. Loi betruma v'loi bepesach, loi bekodeshim. V'loi bemeiser, he's not allowed to eat meiser either. So my lav meiser dogim doesn't mean meiser dogim meiser sheni. So you see, an oral is also teat meiser. So that was the first shaila: can an oral eat meiser or not? So here, there's a raya that an oral is not allowed to eat meiser. Mora says loy meiser beimor. Maybe what it means here is like the kutchim part. It means meiser beimor of the kutchim shavoy. For the Gemara, meiser beimor heinu kutchim. It's mamash the same thing as kutchim shita. An oral cannot eat from kutchim. For the Gemara, lataymich. Miloy tana pesach ukatani kadoshim. It says what, that an oral cannot eat from a pesach and cannot eat from kadoshim. Ayakarim pesach is also kadoshim. So you see, it says different types of kadoshim. So maybe ma'aseh beim is also another type of kadoshim. So Mor says no. Bishleim a pesach for kadoshim tzricha that I need. Di tana pesach would have just said pesach mishum biarelis the pesach siva. The Ika Pasha that the Kohen can't eat an oral, can't eat kadoshim, says by Korban Pesach. So maybe Yonah Korban Pesach an oral can't eat. Ava kadoshim eim aloi, maybe other kadoshim an oral is allowed to eat. So therefore it has to say here kadoshim also an oral can't eat. I let it just say kadoshim. Vitoni kadoshim ava mina my kadoshim Pesach. I would have thought again, which kadoshim can't an oral eat? Only a Korban Pesach. But maybe other things he could. Ava maise behema. But other kadoshim maybe he could eat. Kamashman, two things. The Korban Pesach and Kodeshim teach us that any Kodeshim oral is not Larit. But the question is, though, Ela Maisa Beima Lomeli. If the Maisa here does not mean regular Maisa, it means Maisa Beima, which is called Korban, so what's the Chiddush treat the normal can eat Kodeshim? Someone says, Ela Maisa Rishon. Ela Maisa, this Brisa that says an oral cannot eat Maisa, Taka means Maisa Rishon, Rabbi Meihi. Tiyoma, Maisa Rishon, also Lazarin. In the time, it goes according to a Meyashita, that Maisa Rishon has Kedusha to it, it's also to a Zar to eat it. So therefore, since a Zar can eat it, who adin an Oinein also is not allowed to eat it. An Oral is not allowed to eat it. But maybe it's not, maybe not according to a Meyashita, it could be maybe an Oral is allowed to eat Maisa. Allowed to eat Maisa. Rashi is Rameyahi, Tiyoma Perak Yesh Motoris, Maisa Rishon, also Lazarin. Hilkach linyan arelis nami chomer. Therefore, Maisa Rishon is chomer and Oral can't eat it. But maybe not according to Meyashita, or else maybe Maisa Sheni, maybe an Oral is allowed to eat, maybe. So you can't bring a proof from over here. Toshima, midatoni rabichia ba rav midifti, Oral also b'shtei Maisers. An Oral, a person does not have ris milo, he's also to eat two Maisers. My love doesn't mean to say yechad maisa dogon v'yechad maisa behema. So it says clearly any maisa, even maisa sheni, maisa rishon is also for an oral to eat. It says clearly maisa dogon and maisa behema. So it's hachinami maisa rishon v'rmei. Again, it's no raya regular maisa sheni according to Rabban and what the lech will be. It only goes with maisa rishon, a libra v'rmei that says it has a din, has kedusha on it. That it's also for zar to eat, only a kain a levi could eat it. So therefore, a din an oral is also not allowed to eat it. But maybe not according to a Meyashita, it could be maybe an oral is mutatinit. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Oinein osa b'meiser, it says clearly, an oinein is osa tit meiser. O mutte b'truma, but an oin, a kain, that's an oinein is ladi truma. O v'para tfuyayim osa b'truma, o mutte b'para. Who would in an oinein? Rashi, oinein mutte b'para. The kotshe bedek abayisi, v'loy kotshe mizbech, v'metzina tfuyoy mutabo v'kol shchen oinein. A kain as an oinein could work with the paraduma. Tful yoim also betruma. Now a tful yoin, that means a kohen that was tamei, even though he went to the mikvah, he is not allowed to eat truma until it comes Erev Shemesh. Or mutav a parah, like we had before, a kohen that's a tful yoin is allowed to work with a parah duma. Over meiser, who then is allowed to eat meiser? Nechusik ipurim, let's say somebody has to have a korban brought, is also a parah. That's worse than a tful yoin. If he's a mechusik ipurim, he has to even bring a korban like a zav or a mitzayro, then the lechruz is also a parah. Or mutter b'truma, but truma after Erev Shemesh, after the night time, even before he brought his korban, he's ladi truma. Over meiser, what dim sheep is ladi meiser. Now, if you want to tell me your chiddush, nisni oral also b'truma or mutter b'paro over meiser should also say the loch of an oral that a kain that's an oral is not ladi truma. Mashenkin is mutter to work with the paraduma, and who didn't is ladi meiser. So the chumah, why didn't they say this? Elamai tzraya, an oral is also with the meiser. Tzmur says no. Ha'tanet ve Rabbi Kivahi. The marble li oral ketame. Again, Rabbi Kiva sheet that we had before is that he holds an oral as the same halacha like a tame. The tanya Rabbi Kiva Reimer. Ish l'rabbis es oral. So according to Rabbi Kiva, an oral is tame. Therefore, an oral cannot work with the paraduma. Therefore, doesn't want to put in the contrast. An oral could work with the paraduma because according to Rabbi Kiva, he can't. Well, man, tanya the polig of the Rabbi Kiva. Tanya the Rabbi Yosi above lihi. So if you see above the obvious, the Tanya we learned, Sreifas, Oinein, or Mechusik, Kippurim, Kishera. That the Sreifas of the Pura Adum is smutter with an Oinein, or else the Mechusik, Kippurim, is Kishera. If you see above the Yoyme, Oinein, Kishera, Mechusik, Kippurim, Sula. If you have Rabbi Yitzchak, Sava, or a loss of a Maisa. So you see what an Oinein holds, that Rabbi Yitzchak holds, Yosef Bavli holds, Oimer, Oinein is Kishera, Mechusik, Kippurim, is Psula. Mechusik, Kippurim, is Psula. A person that's like a Zav or a Mitzorah, even though they went to the mikvah and they came nighttime, they still have to bring a korban. Since they still have to bring a korban, that's called Mechusik Kippurim. Alright, we'll stop here. Well, we'll go over this Gemara again tomorrow. We'll start over again, top the Gemara again tomorrow night. We'll start over again. You were holding up Ayin Dalad Omer Aleph. You will start from the top again. Again, when Mila Shiloh, what's the law of the Yisrof Sheshes? If an oral is muta to eat Maisa Sheni or not? A person that doesn't have a bris Mila, is he allowed to eat Maisa Sheni or not? That was the Shiloh. So Toshima, it says Aloha Nishtaira Boy Tzitzin. Ha Makfines Amila, somebody had a Mila done to him, but it wasn't a good job. There are still some strands of meat left over. That the halacha is, he's not called a gemalta, so he's still called an oral. So it says clearly, Hareze ein oichol loy betruma, for loy bepesach, for loy bekodeshim, for loy bemaiser. It says clearly the person's an oral, and therefore he's not, even if he's a kayin, he's not allowed to eat truma, or else he can't eat from the korban pesach, or he can't eat from any kodeshim, and for loy bemaiser, he can't eat from maiser. So chura maiser here means maiser sheni. So it's a raya that an oral is also to eat maiser sheni. My love, maisa dogin, doesn't mean a regular maisa of wheat, maisa sheni from dogin, that you see in oral is also. So Gemara says, light from this price, you can't bring any raya. I'll tell you maisa behema. It's talking about it, I'll cut him. It's talking about maisa, the tenth animal you have that was born that year. You go through the deer, and the tenth one is called a maisa behema, so it's cut him. So therefore we know an oral is not allowed to cut him. If you have different morskasha, maisa behema, hainu cut him. If the brayis only means a regular case of ma'aser behema, what's the chiddush then? That's mamas kodeshim. For the Gemara l'taymech, if you can ask such a question, miloy tanan, doesn't the brayis anyway say a double lashon? It says pesach uketani kodeshim. It says that this person that's an oral can't eat from either. He can't eat from a korban pesach, and he can't eat from regular kodeshim. So the question is, what does that say a double lashon for? If it says a korban pesach, so pshit, he can't eat from kodeshim.
So Moshe says, that's not a kasha. Bishleima Pesach v'kodeshim tzricha. That's not a kasha. If we would have only said one, I would not know the second one. V'torna Pesach, we would have just said alocha. That a person, that's an oral. He didn't have a bris milah, or wasn't done a good job. So he's called an oral. That he's not allowed to eat from the korban Pesach. I would tell you why. Mishum the arlus b'Pesach tziva. The ikka pasuk you learn out is by korban Pesach. It says kol oral loyecha boy. Whoever's an oral can't eat from the korban Pesach. So the ikka place where the Torah says he can't eat is by korban Pesach. Avu kodeshim emaloi. But by other kodeshim, it doesn't say clearly an oral can't eat. Maybe an oral would be allowed to eat from other kodeshim. So kamash from the brisa, no, even any kodeshim, even any animal that has kedusha on it, an oral is not allowed to eat from. So that's why it has to say two, Pesach and kodeshim. And the Tony kodeshim, if we would have just said the word kodeshim, have a mean, I would have thought, my kodeshim, Pesach. What does it mean an oral can't eat from kodeshim? What does it mean from any other korban? Maybe it would have only meant from a korban Pesach. So I will... So therefore it has to say two things, Pesach and Kodeshim. But now the question is, Ela Maiser Behema Lomali. If you tell me now when it says the word Maiser, it does not mean Maiser Sheni of Dogen, but it means Maiser Behema, for the Gemara Asram is Kodeshim. And we said already in this Braisa, twice already, Pesach and Kodeshim. And from the word Kodeshim, we know all Kodeshim a Noah cannot eat. So Pshiti is not allowed to eat from Maiser Behema. So if so, the word B'Maiser cannot mean Maiser Behema. It has to mean Maisa Dogon, so Churat Sarayim, that an oral is also teach Maisa Sheni. So Gemara says, no, Ela Maisa Rishon. I tell you, we're not talking about Maisa Sheni, we're talking about Maisa Rishon. Why should it be also for a person to teach an oral teach Maisa Rishon? For Rabbi Mehi, this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Mehi Shita. The Oma that Rabbi Mehi Shita is, Maisa Rishon also Lazarim. That's his halacha. He holds Maisa Rishon, is talk also for Zaratit. And Rashi says, Rab Mehi Yama Paragesh Mataris, that Maisa Rishon also Lazarim. Azar can't eat it. Hilkach Linyan Arlis Nami Chomer. Therefore, it has a certain amount of Kedusha on it, this Maisa Rishon. Therefore, an oral is not allowed to eat Maisa Rishon. Mashen Keng Maisa Sheni, that any person could eat it. Azar is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. Any Yisrael could eat Maisa Sheni. That's our question. Maybe an oral could also eat Maisa Sheni. So for this price, you can't bring a ride. This price is talking about the Maisa Rishon. And Ali Buddha Rabbi Meir, Maisa Rishon is Choma, that a Zar can't eat it, that has Kedusha. That's why an oral can't eat it. Mashenka and Maisa Sheni, that could be eaten by regular Yisrael, it could be even an oral could eat Maisa Sheni also. So you have no proof from here. Toshima, come now, bring another proof. Midatoni Rabbi Chia ba Rav Midifti. That oral also b'shtei Maisrois. It says clearly a person that's an oral is also t two Maisrois. Is my love doesn't mean to say echad ma'aser dogon v'echad ma'aser behema, that one means as the kodshim of a ma'aser behema and one means as ma'aser dogon and ma'aser sheni that you make from wheat, that an oral is not allowed to eat it. So again, a proof that an oral cannot eat ma'aser sheni. So Mura says no, hachinami ma'aser rishon v'rabi meya. The shtei ma'aser is true. One of them means ma'aser behema. One means kodshim. The first one, though, that means Maiser, it doesn't mean Maiser Sheni, but it means only Maiser Rishon Aliba de Rabbi Meir. That the Meir holds Maiser Rishon has Kedusha on it, that it's also for regular Zarat, that only a Kohen or a Levi could eat it. So therefore, an Oral is not allowed to eat it. But maybe Maiser Sheni, maybe an Oral is allowed to eat. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, Oinein osa b'maiser omute b'trum of a paro. A person that's an oinein, one of his mishpacha just died before they made a kfura, so he's not allowed to eat maisa. Also the maisa is also maisa rishon, maisa sheni is also. Or mutter b'truma v'pora. But an oinein is allowed to eat truma, and nuwa din is allowed to work with the paraduma. What about a tful yoim? That means a kayin that was tummy that day, he touched the sheretz and he went to the mikvah. And even after the mikvah, he still had a din tumor on him until the night time. Is also betruma. Such a kayin is also tetruma until it comes harashemesh, until it comes night time. Or mutev a para uva maisa. But he's allowed to work with the paraduma tfuyoim. We had before a perish aposik. Uva maisa. Who would din a tfuyoim is allowed to eat maisa. Only an oinein is also, not a tfuyoim. A tfuyoim is mutter for maisa. What about Mechusa Kippurim? What about Rashi says? Mechusa Kippurim means Tumah
Deboi korban, somebody that was tomei like a zav, and when he comes tor, he has to bring a korban. His kol shloi hevi kaprosoi, calls the man the zav to not bring his kabonis, is also bo. He is also the pora. He's also to work with the pora duma. Rashi says, why the mechusa maisu o kamisha to masay all of dummy. He's like he's still a tomedic person. The chol shchein tful yom dilo. And for sure, a person like this that has to bring a korban, so the day before on the seventh day, when he went to the mikvah, pshita, he can't work with the paraduma. The ikatarti, there's two things wrong with him. Avot tful yoim, that we say it's tful yoim is allowed to work with the paraduma, that's talking about a tumas mace, or else for sherets, that you only touch the mace, or you touch the sherets. So in such a case, you only tomei, you don't have to here to bring a korban. So there we say, after you went to the mikvah, tfu yoim is mutz to work with the paraduma. Deshim shema mele orva. Because you have to wait for night time, that comes by itself. Falav mechusa maisu. That's not like bringing a korban that you're missing in action. Hilkach, kiksiv hiza torel otome. That we said before, tfu yoim is a lot of work with the paraduma. Mechlau shutome le mishri tfu yoim osav le mechusa kipurim. Only such a person that only touched a mace or a sheretz, that does not have to bring a korban. That tful yoim could work with the paraduma. But a person like a zav or a mitzayra, that even after they become Torah and go to the mikvah, they have to bring kabonis, that's called a mechusa maisa, mechusa kippurim, they are also with the paraduma. So mechusa kippurim, it says clearly, is also the para, or muta betruma v'maisa. But a mechusa kippurim, since already it went Hera Shemesh, he went to the mikveh yesterday, and it came to nighttime already, even though tomorrow, the eighth day, he has to bring a korban, so what? Lamaisi is a kain, he's allowed to eat truma, and who was in maisu is allowed to eat. That's what the Brisa says. Now, if you want to tell me now an oral, also has alochom, nisti, let it learn like this. Oral ose betruma or muta bepora v'maisa? Like, if you want to tell me an oral is muta tit maisa, so why didn't the Brisa say this chiluk also? I should have said a kain that's an oral, he's not allowed to eat truma. But he's allowed to omuta bepora, he's allowed to work with the pora duma. And who didn't let it maisa sheni? How come I didn't say it? So Churat Samashma said an oral is not let it maisa sheni. So Gemara says, this price ha-tona d'rei Rabbi Kivi. I'll tell you, this price goes according to Rabbi Kivi Shita. And according to Rabbi Kiva, Shita an oral cannot work with the paraduma. The marbeleli oral ketomet, like we had before. Rabbi Kiva holds an oral, a person that's an oral, mamish is like a person that's tomei, he's like a zav. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Kiva Weimer, the Poshuk says, Is ish, le rabbi says oral. In the Pasha of the post talking about a Mitzvah and a Zav, it says, Ish ish, le rabbi says oral. That an oral has a din tumma like a Zav. Therefore, the Braisa can't say this chilek. Because an oral is also with a paraduma. Shrashi, Yatona, the very Rabbi Kiva, the also le nami be para. According to him, will be also with a paraduma. Like we had before, tumtum shekiddush kedusha apostle v'yakim nekrav akiva, that an adrugnis or a tumtim, if they make the kiddush of the mayim, a non-adrugnis, a tumtim, if they make the kiddush of the mechatis, since he's an oral, his is tummy, it's apostle. Now the Gemara says, the man tana of the polo gulet Rabbi Kiva, who's like the Tana Kama, who's the one that argues on Rabbi Kiva? So Rashi says, liyel di'ach she'oro b'paro. That's what we had before, man, the Yoma that said an oral is allowed to work with the paraduma. Like we had before. I mean, the Gura Taka takes this gear cell. Timcha ezir. Because Gura Tepela, what's the Gemara asking, who's the Tanakama of Rabbi Kiva? Those things before said clearly, it's a machloikas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Before we had the man, the Yoma that argues in Rabbi Kiva, was Rabbi Eliezer. He dashed the word ishish for something else. Says so. What's the Gemara asking? The man tana the pole the Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, the Gemara takes this Gemara out. We have the Gersa. The Gemara, our Gersa says the Gemara asks, who's the one that argues on Rabbi Kiva? So Gemara says Tana the Rabbi Yosef Habavlihi. It's a Tanakama of Rabbi Yosef Habavli. He's the one that holds not like Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya learned like this: Sarfas Oinein or Mechusik Yipurim. Let's say a person that's an Oinein or Mechusik Yipurim, he burnt the Paraduma is Kshera. Rabbi Yosi Abavli Yomer Oinein Kshera. Oinein is kosher, but Mechusik Yipurim is Taka Psula. Mechusik Yipurim is Taka Rispasul. So Rashi learns Hochgesin in Tanatana, the Rab Yosef Ababli, Tanakama, the Yosef Ababli, the Yom of Mechusikapurim, Kosha Maporo, for Masnissim, the Okimna Krebekiva, Katoni Mechusikapurim, Posa Maporo. It's not the same aloha of Rebekiva, Rebekiva is talking about an oral. But I call upon him to write, he argues on Rebekiva, because in Rebekiva's Bryce it says what? That a Mechusikapurim is Posa for the Paraduma. And here it says, no, this Tanakama here holds that a Mechusikapurim is Mutter for the Paro. So just like he argues on Mechus Kippurim, who are then he argues on Oral also? That's what Rashi says. So that's what the Gerus says, it's very Shredas Ol Gersa. You don't even have a clear amount of Yama that says an Oral is Mutter, and before we had clearly Reb Lezner that held, an Oral is Tor, he doesn't have a Din Tumah. An Oral would be Mutter to work with the Faraduma.
Right.
That's his Gersa here. Now the Gemara says, V'yafrab Yitzchok Sava Oral Loss of a Maitza. Rav Yitzchok also holds, like we're saying, that an oral is also tit meiser sheni. The Yomer Rav Yitzchok, minayin la oral she'osu b'meiser. How do I know this halacha taka, that an oral is also tit meiser sheni? Because Rav Yitzchok says, ne'ma mimenu b'meiser. V'ne'ma mimenu b'pesach. It says the word mimenu both places. So it's a gzera shava. Ma mimenu oma b'pesach. Oral osu boi, just like by korban pesach. And oral is also teach from the Korban Pesach is af mimenu ha'ova b'meiser. When the Torah talks about meiser sheni, it says the word mimenu. It means to tell us that an oral is also boy. An oral is also teach meiser sheni. So Yitzchok also holds like this shita. Now Gemara says now mufni. This gzeirah shava has to be extra. One side, we'll soon see two sides. It has to be extra. It has to be mufni. Di loy mufni, because if it won't be extra over here, ikul mufni. You can ask the question like this. Ma le Pesach shekein chayovim olav mishum pigul v'noiser v'tomei. That a korban Pesach has a more chomedik halacha. There's a din pigul, and if you eat pigul, you chayev koris. V'noiser you chayev koris. If you eat the kachum when you're tomei, you chayev koris. So there's a chomedik halacha. Ma shenkein by meiser, there's no chayev koris by meiser. So maybe meiser and oral is allowed to eat meiser. So if there's not extra this zeir shava, you would ask the question. So Gemara says, la yafnu yamufna. Yes. They are extra here. Mora says, my mufna, let's go see. Which one tak is extra? What's extra over here? So my Rabbi said like this. Rabbi Yitzchok. Talosa mimenu ksibi bepesach. It says three times the word mimenu by the korban pesach. It
so the Mora says, chad legufei, for the din of itself. So Tosis explains that the pesach says, atochle mimenu, no, you can't eat it raw. So if not for the word mimenu, I would have thought it's going back on a matzah simrerim. Now that it says the word mimenu, it goes on a korban pesach, that you can't eat it nor when it's raw. V'chad l'gzeirah shava, one is extra for the gzeirah shava. V'chad l'man d'yom abu akos l'itin l'chayas yachal oisasei, according to man d'yom, that it says it's teaching us now that you don't get malchus for the noiser, because it's called the lav and it l'yasei. I did the ksiv noiser, since it says the word noiser, ksiv nami mimenu. It also says over again the word mimenu. And a leman the yom alitin leiboike shenu l'srefosei, the one that says the chiddush of this parasha is to teach us that when it comes out on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn noiser on Yom Tov, you have to wait to the second day to chol hamoed. Is the added the chsiv adboike, since it says anywhere in the pasuk the word adboike, chsiv namim mimenu. That's why it says a third time the word mimenu. Yeah, so Rashi says like this. That's what it says. Tlosim mimenu chsiv pesach. Rashi says it says al teichlu mimenu no. And then it says Vanoisu Mimenu. Same thing, Tlosa Mimenu Bamaiser. The pasuk also says Loyachalti Vloy Biarti Vloy Nasati. And all the time it says the word Mimenu. So Rashi says, Boakosu Beshis Roifu, Litain Eser Achaloisa say Loyma Shen Lakin Allah. That's the Chiddush over here. According to one man Yama. So therefore it says the word Mimenu also. Or else if you say now it's coming to teach us the Chiddush of Boikashani, the Rashi says the Motel Michta Vianoisu Mimenu Beshis Roifu. That's what I should have said. Ma yad boiker. How come the pasuk says ad boiker? Hog si bereisha de kru lois si b'menu ad boiker. No, you're not supposed to leave it over until the morning. Elohochi koma. This is what the pasuk means to teach us. V'hanoi sala boiker rishon. Shul yom tiv. If you left it over till the first day of yom tiv, that's noiser. Is you not allowed to burn it today? Today is yom tiv. Sreifas kochim. You don't do on yom tiv. Is him to mad boiker sheni. You have to wait till the second boiker. Shul chol. That's a weekday. For a sarfen, that's when you could burn it. The lam nechot to teach us, saying, shein sarfen kodshim b'yomtif. You're not allowed to burn kodshim on yomtif. V'etavayah b'keitzah tzeilin. Both these two halachis, both of them are learned in keitzah and tzeilin. ksiv ad boike ksiv nami mimenu. That's why it says the word mimenu. Vakoponim, one is l'gzeira shava. Now, tlosim mimenu ksiv of a meiser. It says three times the word mimenu by the parsha of meiser. Chad l'gufei, one to teach it for itself. Ve'chad lid rabbi avua, omer rabbi yechanan. We'll soon see what his halacha is. Rashi the Bavua, to Yom Eliel, the Mishri had locker b'shem and shal truma shenitzmo. The teachers of Yom Shem and shal truma that became tamei, you're allowed to burn it. V'chad lidu Rash Lakish, and one goes to Rash Lakish's halacha. To Yom Rash Lakish, Yom Rav Samoi, that minayin l'maisa sheni shenitzmo shemutu l'soichoi. How do we know if you have maisa sheni that became tamei, that you're allowed to use it to rub with? You could use it, but Rashi says, V'yafagav the kai malon, t'sicha kishtiya, v'hevi lon command the shasalei betuma, and regular maise sheni nalarit when it's tamei. Over here it's mutter though. You're allowed to take the maise sheni, shemen of maise sheni, and use it to rub with. Shenemar Apostle says, v'loi nosati mimenu lemeis. You did not take the maise sheni and use it for a mace. Tzadik is lemeis hu d'loi nosati. I only did not use it for a mace. Holachai dumi demes nasati, but use it for a chai, like something I would use for mace, it's mutter. So what does that mean? What's the one thing you could do? It's the same thing to a live person as to a mace. Have a what you could do is rub. To make him drink, you can't make a dead person drink. So it has to mean sicha. So it says what? Only to a mace I did not do it, but to a chai it's mutter. So Rashi says, Lenasati menul mace. Talking about you did not use Maisa Sheni when it was Tomei. If I have Maisa Sheni that was Tomei, I did not use it for Mace. Here's the deed. But use it for a live person. Dumya de Mace, no Sati. To use it for a live person like a Mace, it's Mutter. What shayach to do by a mace? You can't make him drink it. Halamai to rub on him. So the same way it says you didn't do it to a mace, mashma to a chai you're allowed to. So that's why I need this word. Mimendel teaches us you're allowed to take maisa sheni to meyo and rub it to use it. For the Gemara, mask of Roma Zutra. V'yema, why don't you tell me now, lo nesati mimendel a mace? V'yema, why don't you say like this? Likach loy orin v'tachrichin. That's what I did not use it for. So Rashi V'yema, loy nosati mimenu l'meis means loy besichakom. It's not talking about rubbing it on a mace. Elakachu misvad. This is what you say vidui v'maisesheni. That loy konisi mimenu oren v'tachrichim l'meis. When the maisesheni was tamei, I did not use it to buy tachrichim for the mace, or to buy wood to make an oren for the mace. Hafilu kishenitma. I did not use it for something that I can eat with. That's what I did not do. Then the deed would be, if you want to use it for a live person like this mace, nasati. What would be the chiddush then? Regular mace sheni, the din is you only allowed to eat it. You can't do anything else with it, or else you could drink it or rub it, but you can't buy clothing with it. Im nitma, but if the maisa sheni became tamei, then muta lechalala liktas v'men acholak. Then maybe you're allowed to be mechalit, sell it, and with the money you could buy clothing. Because the deek is over here, I did not use the maisa sheni to buy clothing for the mace. Mashma just for the mace, I'm not allowed to do it. But when the maisa sheni becomes tamei, I'm allowed to be mechalit, and with the money, I could buy myself clothing. So maybe make this drasha, not only you're allowed to rub maisa sheni that's tamei, but maybe you're even allowed to sell it and buy something else with it. So when this more answers, I'm Rav Huna bread of Yeshua, mimenu migufa. The Pasuk says mimenu. It's mashma from the maisa sheni itself. We're not talking about buying something from it, but rather talking about using it itself. So that's the deal. You did not use it to rub on a mace. That's what's awesome. But you're allowed to rub it on a chai. Rav Ashi yomar loy nosati dumyid lo yachalti. Not giving is doyma to I did not eat it. Ma lahalam migufoy. Just like not eating it means you did not eat the maise sheni when it was tamei. You did not eat the guf of the maise sheni. Is afkani also migufoy. That you did not give lenesate to mace means you did not use the goof of the mace sheni for a mace. Mashenkein for a chai, you are allowed to. So B'chitza was saying now that one is extra by Korban Pesach, even though by Meiser, nothing is extra. So for the Gemara of Akati, Mufna Mitzad Echadu, it's only extra on one side. So Gemara says, Honi Yicholaman Diyom Alameidin Ve'em Yeshivin, that you can't answer any questions on Gzeir Shava that's open on one side. El Alaman Diyom Alameidin Ve'em Yeshivin, according to the Man Diyom that holds. Even if you have a Gzeir Shava, even if one side is open. But if you have a question, you can slug up the Gzeir Shava, Maik Lameima. So again, here we can shrug up the Gzeir Shava that Pesach is a Chomer de Gazach, it's Pigul, there's Noisa B'Tomei. But Mashenkein, Maisa Sheni, maybe does not have these Chumers, maybe an Oral is Mutter. So how do you know to make this Gzeir Shava that just like an Oral is also to eat from the Korban Pesach, an Oral cannot eat from Maisa Sheni? We hold the Meshivin, yes, the Kasha. So Gemara says, you have to say it's extra on both sides. So we don't use one word mimenu for Rav Avuah's drasha, because Rav Avuah's drasha we can know from Rav Nachman or Rav Avuah Nafka. Trash Yachter Rav Avuah, the mafichad mimenu lemishri hadloka b'shem and true mashina tamas. That do we use one mimenu by Maisa to teach us that when you have truma tameya, you're allowed to burn it, you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. You don't need this word mimenu for it. Now this drush you learn out from someplace else. So mainly one word mimenu by meiser is extra, therefore both sides of the gzeirah shava is extra. You learn that from where? From Mirav Nachman Amarava Varavua Nafka. The Yamarav Nachman Amarava Varavua. My just said, what does the pasuk say? Va'ani hinei nosati l'chos mishmeros trumosi. I gave you the kanim to watch truma. Vishtei trumas akosu medabe, trumosai, aloshin rabim, two type of trumas. Achas truma tohoiro, viachas truma tomeya. Viyomer Rachmon, the Torah says, lecho, shelecho tei, liyasok atakatashucho. The Torah is saying, yes, you're allowed to use it. That both truma tohoiro and truma tomeya coin is allowed to use. It's called lecho for you. So vishleim a truma tohoiro, you're allowed to eat. Pshitas lecho. But lechura truma tomeya, you're not allowed to eat. So what do you mean, l'cho, how is it for you? You can't be poida truma. L'chura has this kedusha. So what is it called, l'cho, by truma tameya? Hello, my, that's the rye. You're allowed to use it to burn with it. You're allowed to burn it in your oven and cook with that heat. So that's called l'cho. So mainly you don't need the extra word mimenu for that. For this, we learn out from Rab Nachman's halacha. Therefore, mimenu is extra, so it's Rab Yitzchak's din is very good. Rab Yitzchak has a gzeirah shav, it says an extra word mimenu by Korban Pesach, and it says an extra word mimenu by Meiser to teach us, just like by Korban Pesach, an oral is also to eat, or Korban Pesach, who did an oral is also to eat from Meiser Sheni. Right, then the Mishnah says, Al Mishnah v'chol atzmeyin. So our Mishnah first started off that our oral is also Truma. And then the Mishnah says, V'chol HaTomeim. Any coin that's Tomei, calls the man is Tomei, he is not allowed to eat Truma. That was our first Mishnah. How do we know this, that a coin that's Tomei, he's not allowed to eat Truma? Omer Rabbi Yechon and Mishnah Rabbi Yishmoyel. Omer Kvod, the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, Mizer Aaron, V'u Tzeruah Oizov. So, Ezel Dovo, She